Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Ben Murray from Redgate Farm and Education Center in Buckland/Ashfield. It gets all hazy when you're, you know, out in the hill town, so it's hard to know exactly where you are. And you have an event coming up on Saturday called Fire and Ice, which is what?
It's a sledding event that we do in the evening, and we have hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill along with veggie burgers for vegetarian friends. We have a great hill for sledding. There's also a big, massive bonfire for the kids to warm themselves.
You can sled right into it.
Yeah. We try to keep it above, not below.
Okay, good.
But yeah, it's really fun. We put all the lights on the hillside, so it's at night. Kids love nighttime sledding. Got s'mores for them and cocoa, too, when they're done.
And it's at the farm.
At the farm, yeah.
But what's really cool about your farm, apart from being a farm that grows what?
We grow a little bit of everything, because we want to educate kids on all the different aspects. So we have vegetables and mushrooms and honeybees and animals, chickens, ox, goats, a whole variety.
But the vision of the farm is the educational component. Who comes to get educated at Redgate Farm?
So we like to serve everyone, but it's really kids. I mean, that's who our main audience is. And we bring kids there for overnight programs for their schools, as well as our summer camp season. We have an overnight camp as well as day camps. And our goal is to get them on a farm, learning about farming. And it's not so much teaching them to be farmers, but to learn the skills and the values that come with farming, hard work and respect and teamwork.
And a lot of these kids are kids that have never been to a farm, right?
Yeah, I would say a majority of the kids that come to the farm have never been on a farm. And we work really closely with the schools in Springfield, and those kids, a lot of them have not even been out of the city before.
Wow.
And so for them to come out into the country, to see stars, to pull carrots out of the ground,
and
that's really a pretty amazing experience for them and for us to be with them doing that.
What are some of the reactions you get, especially, I guess, from kids from like Springfield who are seeing the whole beautiful stars at night and, you know, getting their hands dirty in the ground and that sort of thing?
It's a moment of astounding. I can't describe another way. I mean, we were walking the forest one time and the kids were walking behind me and they sort of go, you know, is this a forest? And I go, yeah, it is. And they go, wow.
Yeah.
And just really everything is dazzling to them. But it's not so much that they stand and watch. I mean, they dig right in. And that's really fun too, just to see their real enjoyment of discovering something new and something that's really engaging for them too.
How long have you been working with kids at Redgate Farm?
So the farm's been here for about 15 years. Mm-hmm. And our overnight program is about 5 years old.
Have you had any like follow up with any of the kids who have been to the camps or grew up in Springfield, come to the farm for a camp and see where they are now and what kind of an influence it might have had elsewhere in their life?
We're really interested in that. With the Springfield schools, it's still a young program. But what's really neat is we have a summer camp program that's specially for the Springfield kids. So we have a lot of kids that are coming back this year for their fifth time to the farm. We have programs set up for young counselors and stuff too. So when they become that age, then they'll be invited back for that as well to be working on the farm if that's what interests them. And of course, we have a lot of local kids that have grown up on the farm and that we've seen them sort of go off to college and do things and come back and share their experiences and also reflect on the things that they've gotten from the farm, which is pretty neat to see.
And you did bring actual farm products to bribe me with, which is always my favorite part of talking to the local hero farmers. What did you bring, Ben Murray from Redgate Farm?
I did. So, you know, 'tis the season. We've got maple syrup here. We're setting taps now, so the sugaring season's coming along. So we brought some of that for you to enjoy.
Thank you.
And then also some honey from our bees.
I'm going to go straight to the honey, if you don't mind, Phil Corman, because I am sick, and nothing makes you feel like you can get better than local honey. Don't touch anything that I've touched.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I got honey on my space heater. Oh, see? I'm feeling better already. Are these bees that are near like a certain patch that give it a certain flavor that you know of?
Yeah, so these bees are right next to our neighbors, the Clark Brothers Orchard. So they get a lot of their pollen from the nearby orchard there. Uh-huh. So apple blossoms.
A little bit of an apple blossom. Maybe I'm imagining it, but it feels like I'm not.
Take one activity like maple syrup production.
Sure.
How would a child or a youth be involved in that?
The sugaring, not so much, because it's our camps and stuff are seasonal. When we have kids come, we break them up into different groups. So there's small groups that go out. And our real motto is that the kids come and they do what needs doing on the farm. So we would bring kids out to the sugar bush in the forest, and we would hand them saws and do a little training session with them on safety. And then they would go and they'd start cutting down small saplings to help thin the sugar bush for us and do the actual work in a way. And we try to give them an opportunity to do the work, but also to ask questions, to take breaks and discover other things. One favorite moment of mine was when I was working out with them in the forest and we heard an owl call and all the kids sort of stopped and we were like, what was that? And we talked about it and then we stopped doing what we were doing, went hunting for an owl and didn't have any luck finding him. But boy, the adventure of traipsing through the woods with everyone been real quiet, it was really something.
Ben Murray from Redgate Farm and Education Center, not just a functioning farm, but also an education center for kids from all over the place, bringing kids from Springfield up to the farm, showing them what it's like, having their Fire and Ice Festival tomorrow, where you can go nighttime sledding. Find out more about Redgate Farm and CESA with Phil Corman, its director, at buylocalfood.org.